Neon Inkwell.
That's incredible.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Rusty Quill presents Of That Colossal Wreck. Episode 3. Half Sunk.
You alright?
Yeah, I think so. Once my heart stops racing. You?
A few cuts, but I'll live. God, someone ought to sweep up all this broken glass.
What was that thing?
Things. And I have no idea. I don't suppose you saw where the others ended up.
I think we got separated in that big generator room.
Oh, shit. There was a bunch of them in there.
We should go back. The others...
Yeah. Just... let's take a moment first and catch our breath.
Why do you think it attacked us?
Because it's a huge bug thing, and that's what huge bug things do.
Not a bug. It only had four legs.
No. Yeah, it's not a bug. It's not anything. It doesn't even have a head, and those weren't legs. They're too long, too many joints. Look, if you want an actual answer... I think it probably wants to eat us.
Or it was defending its territory.
What does it matter?
Nothing acts without a reason.
And understanding that reason isn't going to stop it eating you.
Do you think they found the others?
Well, let's see if we can get these doors to work without Mira. We can figure out our next move once we get some steel between us and those things.
Riley, look at me. That's it. Just look at me. Okay, try to match my breathing, okay?
Mm. think we're good for now. How are they?
I think we're good too. Aren't we, Riley?
Yeah. Sorry.
No need to apologize. It's a perfectly natural reaction.
Are they near us?
There's a bunch of them all over the generator room. I think they're covering the exits out.
Well, if you're looking for proof of intelligence.
I wasn't.
Shouldn't we be staying quiet if they're still around?
Maybe. I don't know. Haven't been able to figure out what senses they hunt with yet.
With the whistling, I'd rather assume some form of echolocation.
Yeah. But the whole station's humming and vibrating the whole time. If that's how they see, then we'd be pretty much clear as day. Plus, they didn't really seem to react when Riley...
When I screamed.
To be honest, their whole physiology is fascinating. I mean, there's no head. And nothing I could see that looked like eyes or ears or any other standard sensory organ.
Sure, but none of us got a particularly good look.
No. I suppose that's one of the downsides of fleeing.
The upside is you stay alive.
Well, grasshoppers have their ears on their knees, right? Or, well, at least they did. I guess they're all gone now as well.
Certainly a possibility.
Well, however they sense their prey, the generators here seem to confuse them a bit. Might be why they junk so many of them up.
You've jumped to the idea of prey pretty quickly.
You saw those smash pods. The way I see it, these things have been making their way through a massive larder full of frozen meals.
I feel like a bit like a frozen dinner myself.
That'll be your body's stress responses. We need to get Riley somewhere warmer.
Easier said than done.
No, don't worry, I'll be fine.
I'll be the judge of that.
Come on your feet. Zach, still got any of those blankets?
Dropped them with most of the food, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, let's see what we can find. Quietly.
Can you give me a hand with this?
What are you doing?
You see those ventilation shafts? We need to cover them up so these things can't get in.
Are you sure? I mean, the shafts are pretty small.
You ever seen how small a hole a mouse can squeeze through?
No. Technically, neither have you.
Look, are you going to help me out or not?
We need to go and find the others.
We need to get this room secured. If they come this way, we can protect them. If we go looking, we might end up missing each other. It's better if we stay here.
Levi, it's okay to be scared. Those things out there are a bit unnerving.
I'm not scared of them. I mean, I am, but Mira and the others, if they're dead, if those things got them, I can't see that. I can't lose anyone else.
I understand. I really do. But I can't just wait here. I've got to try and find them.
But what if they get you as well? I can't be the only one left. I won't.
I'll be back, Levi. I promise.
You can't make that promise.
Maybe not. But unless you physically stop me, I'm going to look for them. Besides, they've got a better chance of finding this place with someone to guide them. You get this place properly secured, okay? Maybe see if you can get a small fire going.
You want me to set a fire in a wake-up room? You do remember last time, right?
A small fire. I'd rather not be worrying about frostbite as well as those things.
I'll see what I can do.
Wish me luck.
Yeah.
You sure this is gonna work?
No.
I mean, they do seem to actually like the cold.
There's cold, Zach, and then there's liquid hydrogen.
And the generators don't need it?
These tanks look like they connect to the broken one, so fingers crossed we're not breaking anything new.
Fingers crossed.
Look, I'm open to any other ideas that aren't just keep hiding.
Point taken.
We need to get out of here and find somewhere Riley can get warm and recover. That means dealing with at least one of those things.
Hey, now don't worry about me.
So, when you bust that pipe open, doors to this little storage area will seal.
Keeping the creature in here while the liquid hydrogen sprays out.
So I, as bait, will have to be pretty quick getting through the door myself.
Who said you were the bait?
You're going to need to be working on the pressure.
Can I help at all?
Just try and save your strength for now.
Okay.
Zach, How the hell are you dealing with this so well?
What do you mean?
You sound happier than I've heard you since you woke up.
You do sound kind of, chipper.
You like being chased by twisted aliens?
No. But you're right. I think I do prefer it to living with the worry that we're the last living things in the universe.
What?
These creatures. There's a bunch of them. They seem to have some semblance of intelligence, and unless the station's person growing process has gone really, really wrong, they came from somewhere else.
I guess.
Which means we're not alone. There are other things living out there. The universe is still alive.
And currently trying to eat us.
Sure, and I'd rather it wasn't. But still. Hey, you asked. What, you take no comfort at all in the knowledge we're not the last five living beings at the end of the universe?
I haven't really had time to think about it.
I just don't want to be eaten. Or cold anymore.
Well then. You'll be happy to hear, I think we're just about ready.
Promised, Levi? You promised. Oh no. What? Oh, where's it going?
Come on, Riley. It's all right.
Luna!
Oh, thank God. We thought you might be dead or something.
We're okay, but come on. We've got to go.
What's happened? Where did it go?
We managed to get one of them trapped.
Froze the bastard.
Not sure if we actually managed to hurt it, but all the others came running.
They're worried about it. They want to help.
I don't know. Maybe. All I know is we have to go. We might not get another chance to get out of here.
Right.
Where's Levi?
He's trying to make one of the wake-up rooms safe. I'll show you.
Great. Can you help with Riley?
I'm fine, it's just shock.
We need to get them warmed up.
Sure. I'll take you to Levi and we'll go from there.
Luna? Luna?
Yeah, this way.
That should do it.
Thanks. I couldn't quite figure out the mechanism.
You've done a pretty good job with this place otherwise. And the door should be secure now. Unless they're a lot smarter than we give them credit for.
They might be.
I've seen nothing to indicate that they're not mostly animalistic in their behaviour.
The way they want to help their trapped friend.
Friend? That's not trying to give too much credit to the things that want to eat us.
Animals can display all sorts of pack tactics or social dynamics, Luna. That doesn't mean they're people.
Aha!
You get it working?
I thought the heating in here was broken.
It was, but I got one of the heating elements out and with a bit of jury-rigged wiring, well...
Should stop us freezing, at least.
And no fire this time.
Thought it maybe wasn't the safest idea.
Here. Heat up. Had to drop the bag, but I kept a few on me just in case. Enough for a day or two, hopefully.
So, what do? We just hunker down here for a while?
It's a pretty decent spot for it.
No. We rest and keep moving. It's a defensible position, but we're still in enemy territory.
Enemy territory? Now who's treating them like people?
The plan is unchanged. We reach the bridge, find the commander.
And wake up all the others.
Seriously?
You see a problem with that plan?
Yeah. Look, I know I'm struggling with all of this, and you don't take me seriously.
You have had a difficult time handling things, Riley.
Because I seem to be the only one who's not living in some sort of fantasy world. Look, I want to find the commander as much as you do. Obviously, I've been made, so I can't not want to. But look around. If the commander ever actually woke up, they're either long gone or long dead, or both. And as for reviving the others, that system clearly isn't operating properly anymore. Face it, the five of us woke up by accident, and I kind of wish we hadn't. If this station ever did what it was designed to, then We missed it.
No, I can't accept that we're the only ones.
You may have to, Levi. I think. I agree with Riley.
That doesn't actually change anything.
What do you mean?
Practically speaking, commander or no commander, even if we're the only ones, it still makes most sense to try and make our way to the bridge.
And if the bridge is full of those creatures?
Then we'll know. Right now, our biggest obstacle is ignorance. Everything we've been saying, right now it's just guesswork. We can't make a proper plan without any actual information. And if we can find that anywhere, it'll be on the bridge. Plus, we need to get out of enemy... the hunting grounds of these things. And towards the command deck is as good as a direction as any.
We don't even know we're going the right direction.
We're going up. That feels like the right direction. At least until we find a map.
Are we sure these creatures are attacking us as a food source? Is there some other reason they might be hostile?
Well, I'm not all that keen on finding out either way.
You think they're the reason the station is broken? Did they damage it while we were asleep?
Maybe. Maybe the builders just stopped maintaining it at some point. It's all very well having a millennia-long project, but...
It only takes one generation to forget.
Do you think there are still people out there? In the universe? Beyond the station?
I think we need to get some rest. Someone needs to watch the door in case they try to get in. We should take shifts. Any volunteers for first?
I'll take it. Don't really feel tired anyway.
Okay. Wake us if there's any trouble.
Of course.
Is everything all right? Luna? Luna?
Riley. What's wrong?
It's Luna. She's gone.
What? What do you mean she's gone?
I mean she's not here. She left the room. Amira! Levi!
Oh, she was taken.
What's happening? Who's been taken?
Luna's gone.
Shit! What happened?
We don't know. She's gone.
Did any of you hear anything? Any whistling?
It doesn't look like they broke in.
We've got to go after her.
Well, she wouldn't have left willingly, would she?
Come on!
This is a bad idea. I can still go back. I should go back. No. They're not just animals. I know they're not. Hello? Oh, we can't go on like this. We just can't. Hello? Hello? Hello to you. To both of you. I'm not here to hurt you. Luna. My name is Luna. Knew it. You do talk to each other. You're not just monsters. You... What is that? Oh my God. Is that your mouth?
That Colossal Wreck is a Neon Inkwell podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is written and created by Sasha Sienna and Jonathan Sims and directed by Maximilian John. A full list of credits is available in the show notes and the concluding episode.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.